What is up, everybody? Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? I think so, because I'm the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, and joining me as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. It's a cold fig day, but it is a great fig day. Tom, yeah. How the hell are you doing, man?
It's cold. I just had to take the garbage down the driveway, which is like 500 feet, and it was just freaking cold doing it. I can't.
It's brutal. It. Yeah, we were negative temperatures.
We're down in like single digits.
We're rock and rolling.
I'm all about the positivity here.
Positivity.
The new day, the original new day when they were all about positivity and
man,
all that.
I missed the new day.
Man, their heel turns are so good, though. I love what they're doing.
Good. I liked the little shtick with JBL this week. That was fun.
I don't even know what that was about, but I mean, it's some of the most entertaining JBL's been, because I'm not a big JBL fan. I'll tell you that.
It's blasphemy.
I did like that he mentioned a clothesline from Hell Tour. Like, I thought that was cool that he mentioned around. So I just love what WWE is doing right now. Like, they're just tapping into everything. They have that new deal with TNA.
That's crazy.
My Tuesday night ritual now is like we do the show, then I go upstairs and I get the podcast ready to release for morning, and then I come back down to the basement. I'll put on NXT on the TV, on the big 75-inch TV. I'll start editing reels and stuff while I'm watching NXT. Then I'll jump over to Dynamite that I didn't finish from last week and Collision. Looks like there was
stuff on caught up for Wednesday.
Stuff this week, like all around. Like I'm what a great time to be a wrestling fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's crazy. It's super, super awesome. So excited for the partnership with TNA and WWE. It should be very interesting to see where that blossoms. I know as in figure world, we're super excited about the possibilities. I know Steve was on Nick Storm's podcast this Friday. Was talking a little bit about it, and he said, you know, it's up in the air. We don't know anything yet, but hopefully we'll find out. So it would be cool to get some TNA figures, man. Absolutely. Well overdue.
Absolutely. Man, yeah. I'm excited. Like, there's so much good stuff happening. Do I have to start watching TNA? I don't watch TNA. I follow all wrestling. Like, I'll read about everything just to stay up to date. But I feel like I might have to start tuning into some TNA as well. Like, I'm in my 49th year of life, as it's coming to a close, not my life, the 49th year. I'm watching more wrestling now than I ever have in my life. Like, it's crazy. I'm watching both WWE shows. I watch NXT. I watch Dynamite. I don't watch Collision anymore. If I feel like this week, if I didn't see it, so I might have to go through and fast forward it later, because I think the Acclaim finally broke up on. Yeah, no more scissor, huh? Oh, the scissors are broke.
Broke the scissors.
There's a lot of fun things going on right now.
Yeah.
I go to the GCW show the other day. Didn't get to go because of the snow. Alley Catch.
It's brutal. You know, yeah.
Or Allie Catch, one of my faves. I got to meet her last year, WrestleMania weekend. So glad to see that the funds are coming in for her, because you know what? I've talked about it on this show before about, GoFundMes for old retired wrestlers and how they kind of bother me because they're doing good living. For an indie wrestler, I'm all in on a GoFundMe. They're not making enough money.
No, dear Lord, no.
They're living in their dream work in indies, trying to make it. Like, so yes, absolutely support the people who get injured, like Chris Bay. He's even in TNA, but I feel like he's still not as high up as he could be, and he could use the help. Support these younger guys. That's who I want to support. Like,
yeah, and no,
you're an older guy.
Good stuff, man.
You're an older guy and you need the help. Go sign a Legends deal. Go sign a Big Rubber Guy deal. Go sign a Heel and Faces deal. Like, there's so many opportunities for wrestlers to make money anymore.
Go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself. We might have to pay for the Pro Wrestling Tees shop kind of soon. Like,
I'm not against it.
Itchy. I mean, we need 10,000 followers, and we're close to that. Maybe we.
Yeah, we're doing good. No news being missed, except for that. You know, poor Allie Catch broke her leg. It was brutal.
Oh, two spots. She's had surgery already, and Steph DeLander, who's out on injury, helped her. Was still with her at the hospital, so it's cool to see the inside of the community to help each other out too, because you hear so many shitty stories about behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
So you're in the positivity and the friendships. And
I'm here for some positivity.
Yeah. Like your video.
Always here for some positivity. That's what we do.
So guys, like, do you know where you could follow us, Shad? Are you following us everywhere you possibly can? Mike, do you know? Can you tell them where they can follow us?
The funny thing is, this week I know. I didn't know last week. But guys, head on over to thefigguys.com for all of your Fig Guy needs. We got links for our podcast. We got links for our awesome Ringside Collectible discount code in there. You name it. You're looking for something for us from us. Go find us. Thefigguys.com. Set you up with everything, man.
Oh, God. Me and Mike, you know, also, guys, we are a podcast. So, but all the links at thefigguys.com, everything is there. Listen to us. Please tell a friend. That's so important that you help spread the word and leave the reviews. It really does help. I know we ask you all the time, but and also, like, in reference to this, me and Mike were just talking about ordering stickers, and Mike's been designing stickers. And we're also talking about, should I tell them the other thing we were just talking about?
I mean,
about?
If you want to, you by all means. It's what rock and roll.
Fig Guys trading cards with pictures of your favorite figs on it. Like, just very small run. You guys get them as prizes, our followers, and it'd just be a cool, fun thing to do. And, I think we're going to do that. Like, we have a brand new segment we're going to load on the show tonight. Tonight's going to be a sample run of Guess the Fig, a new game show.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more. We'll tell you about it when we get to it. But just, we're planning fun things. We're working on how we can improve the show. Yeah. You are friends. I'm not going to call you fans because you're friends.
We're all friends here.
We're all friends.
Old friends.
But we're going to get you guys involved, and it's just going to be fun. We'll talk about that later. Harley Ray, Mike's picture of, dude, that picture this week, one of my favorite pictures
that's ever. Crazy.
I just love this figure. Hold on. Leave that there. Come here, Harley. Yeah. Come on, let's talk. Let's compare.
You're going to show off the back. I know you got a big...
I got a big one.
Very big. You got a huge Harley.
I love this figure. With the end title.
Yeah. Territory Championship. Not official brand, but yeah, we'll take
it. I mean, listen, I'm all for that. If you can't get the original, it's close enough.
It's a great belt.
But we'll talk more
about it. Great job on theirs. I do have to give them props, man. Like, that is a great... 10 pounds of gold right there.
Rubber guys, like, I never expected it. I mean, you can't see because of the green screen. So, but the picture's up on Instagram, so you guys can go check it out.
It's still luxurious as the 10 pounds of gold deserves to be.
We're loaded up a bunch of reels and stuff. Mike's pumping out the photos over there. Mike's got a bunch of new figures. I'm going to keep the figures coming so we can just keep taking pictures.
That's the best way to do it, right?
This is what a way for him to get me to buy him figures.
this is the all-time game plan, right? Yeah. Show off my talents. Then we get some points. It works out great. No, it's awesome.
It's fun. What do you say we jump into some news? I always say that, and I don't have the news bumper ready. Okay, now
it's okay. We're ready now. We're feeling it.
Some news.
Let's do it. Boom.
All right. Boom. The news is CapCut is back, baby. I had a user for a couple of days. And it's so funny because an Instagram is coming out with their own editor to rival CapCut. But it's so funny. I use Final Cut, which is like the professional broadcast editing software. But I love Final Cut. CapCut
sucks now.
With the effects and everything.
Yeah.
So, it's like, weird. There are certain things. Like, doing the project, the Macho Man special was much easier on Final Cut because it automatically synced up all four videos, and I'm sitting there pressing buttons to which camera to cut to. So that's
nice. Yeah.
For Final Cut, like that. But for the reels, CapCut all day, every day. I'm glad it's back. The president did something for me, finally.
you don't know what you got until it's gone, right? And CapCut, I totally forgot about CapCut. With this whole TikTok thing, and then you brought it up the other day. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, listen, I enjoy TikTok, too. Sometimes I'll be sitting there at night going to bed and, like, just spend an hour looking at my For You friggin' thing.
The doom scroll, as the kids like to call.
I watched the weirdest things. I watched this one girl, Katie, whatever, Gardner, I think her name is. She's, like, 200 days sober. She does, like, her sobriety things on there. Like, and That's I just cool. look for her, and I watch it, and it's just, like, it captivates you.
Yeah.
It's just really, really, Yeah. So
glad the world didn't burn down in the last 48 hours. Life's good.
Yeah. Life is absolutely good. So let's look at the news.
Let's get into some news. Obviously, we love some news here. I'm super excited for the news, but I know we're both super excited for this brand new Grapplers and Gimmicks reveal. We got Rick Martel, man, with 100% removable accessories. This is awesome. They got the Arrogant Spray as toyetic as it's never been before. So make sure you guys check this bad boy out. Looks absolutely insane. Grapplers and Gimmicks, man.
Really does. I don't know if it's a hot take, but I'm going to give you my take on Rick Martel because I love Rick Martel, right?
Let's hear it.
Like Rick Martel, I've mentioned this on the show before, like back as a kid, getting the magazines. The big three were Flair, Martel, and Hogan, like in 84, 85.
Yeah.
Martel was the AWA champion. Flair, the NWA champion. Ooh. Then Martel comes to the WWF, and I'm like, oh my God, they got another like world champion guy here. So cool. Like, and he was with Strikeforce and the Can-Am Connection, right? He was with Thompson.
Yeah.
And then they make him the model, and I'm like, what are they doing to this guy? What are they doing to this character? Like growing up in the early 80s watching wrestling, transition into the gimmicks, it's like the Macho King gimmick and the model gimmick.
It's gotta be hard, man.
It was I get it now and I enjoy it, but like when you're seeing these guys who are so big and everything, Mike just noticed he wasn't centered.
Gotta balance.
I hated this character as a kid as much as I loved Rick Martel, because I felt like it was like just not respecting how good he was as I thought he didn't need the gimmick is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, it's hard when any talent changes company and they're not carrying over their name, you know, and it's a hard adjustment, especially when you're so accustomed to it and you know they don't need it. They don't need a goofy character.
Oh, right. But, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you got to do it.
Jake Roberts and a blindfold match and everything. Like,
yeah.
So I think Rick Martel is a very underappreciated talent. I think he was so good.
Okay. I concur. I'll double down on that.
All right. Let's move on.
Good stuff. We're moving on from one Grapplers and Gimmicks to a beautiful Zombie Sailor tease here of the Brooklyn Brawler coming to the Heels and Faces line soon. This looks fantastic.
It's going to have Brooklyn
Brawling over there already.
Big rubber guy.
This looks great, though. Good likeness.
It's amazing. I'm here for this all day long.
Yeah, super, super awesome. So the Brawler coming to the Heels and Faces very soon. Can't wait for this one.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. I cannot wait for this. Give me more Brooklyn Brawler figures. If Mattel ever got your license, yes, please.
We need it, right?
Brawler Elite or an Ultimate or whatever. Like, oh, so cool. All right. Yeah. Next up.
Give him a garbage can. Let's party with it. Next up is this one I'm super pumped for, man. Tajiri coming to Heels and Faces. This is the actual picture of the final product. This is what we will be getting in our hands. And I can't wait to get this in my hands, man. The Japanese Buzzsaw looking ready to roll here. This is so good.
He still wrestles too, doesn't he?
He still wrestles.
Yeah, wow.
Very, very slim pickings of ECW talent that is still around.
Yeah, it doesn't wrestle. Seem like 20 years ago that we watched him, and I guess it was.
It's crazy, right? Jerry's always been fantastic. One of my favorites, man. Oh,
amazing in the ring. Very, very, never got the push I thought he deserved.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Love the packaging on this. Purple pops.
Yeah, really does.
The figure inside the bubble. Can't wait for this one, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good.
What do we got?
Zombies got a lot coming, man. Ooh, talk about a lot coming. We got big shots, more WWE big shots to be precise. We're looking at these brand new DX, Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Let's get ready to suck it. I'm super pumped for these. Super cool. Limited to 250.
Dude.
Good number. Great number for some big shots, man.
If I collected buddies or these stuff, guys, these look amazing to me. Like the Triple H, look at the face. Like simple, but it's Triple H. It's so good.
It is definitive for the era too. Like really picks up. These look fantastic. But something we didn't have as a kid, which I'm super surprised, but super excited to see it here. We're also getting the WWE Championship. Super awesome, man. Yeah, it looks great. Looks like it goes on. Maybe attachable.
They need a Winged Eagle version.
We definitely do. If this one does good, I would assume that they would be picking up a bunch of different title belts. This looks fantastic, though.
It does. This whole set looks fantastic. 250, yeah. Limited 250. I like that they're doing limited runs. It makes it fun for collectors. Yeah. Like, so I think it's cool that some stuff should be available to everybody, print to order. But then you throw in something like this, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Anyway, I would totally get this belt just to hang above my bed, start doing ladder matches at night. Perfect. Why not, right?
Absolutely.
Whoever captures the gold's got to go get dessert. Like, it's a good time. so awesome. I love it, man. Big Shot's coming in hot with some good stuff here.
I'm doing some great work. I'm going to have to order one just for, like, checking out the quality and show it off.
Yeah. Listen, I have a buddy's collection going all the way back to the originals. I need to get these bad boys in the house.
Yeah, you need to pick one or two and get them. That's true.
Yeah, DX looks fitting.
They do. They really. I can't believe how good these look. I love them.
Yeah, dig the gear, dig the green, matching green tire. Like, it's perfect, man. Absolutely. So good.
Where's the glow sticks?
Where's the glow sticks? Pre-glow stick DX. This is the good DX. Yeah.
Next up,
oh boy, we got some Funko Pop news. And Tom, you know, we're not the biggest pop collectors, but every time I see them, they look so damn inviting, right?
I know, and we're getting a new Zack Ryder. Oh, wait, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. dropping Wednesday are the beautiful, beautiful pops below. We got Gunther, Eosky, X-Pac, Stacy Keebler, L.A. Knight, yeah. And, of course, Shawn Michaels doing that duper kick. Not quite super, but he's duper in it. This is pretty cool, man.
I'm telling you, they're crushing it, the Funkos. Like, I don't do them anymore, but, like, I look at them and I kind of miss it, and I kind of don't.
This is a great X-Pac.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really
LA Knight, too.
All right, Gunther, these are great.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Stacy Keebler could be anybody.
If you put that Stacy Keebler on the screen and asked who it was, I should have done that and had you guess who it was.
I would not have gotten it.
It could have been Alexa Bliss if the hair was a little blonder and red at the end. And, like, it's just so generic, very plain.
Could be Charlotte Flair.
Could be Charlotte Flair.
Could be a lot of
people. It could be any blonde female. Could be Julia.
If I was an independent talent right now, I would go pick up a bunch of these and customize them to my gear.
I love that.
And then sell them at my merch table.
That is awesome. Ah, man, we should talk to our friend Vicious Vicky. She can order some paint to hair brown. Boom, she's got herself.
Just throwing that out there. Looks very typical gear for an independent wrestler.
Absolutely. Looks so good.
But they are awesome. I dig it. I like Shawn Michaels' hair in the wind here.
Yeah, looks good. Fun he's Funko Pops. Also this week, we don't really show off leak stuff, but there's a new Piper that was leaked. That looked kind of fun.
Ooh.
Might have to get that one.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, well, we don't show leak stuff here. I don't believe.
No, we don't. We're not leakers.
No. These people work hard. Let them release it when they're ready.
We don't leak. We eat.
Hey, moving on. There we go.
Speaking of awesome throwbacks, feeling this FC Toys rocking the bone crunching. They are bone crunching, but they're bone crushing wrestlers. Series 2 now shipping. Look at the awesome Jeff Jarrett's they got lined up here. Big fan of the full body suit one. This is a nice looking gear. Haven't gotten that one yet. In fig form, any fig form or bone crushing fig form. These are great though.
Yeah, these are fun.
Huge fan. Love the throwback packaging on these. Super cool.
Dude, we really need to do a episode where we just tell everybody everything about wrestling figures, like all the different sites you could order from, all the pendant sites. Like, we got to put that together. Do like a monster episode. Like,
I'm here for that.
The one-stop shop to everything wrestling figures on the internet.
I'll even learn something new and probably go even more broke by ordering more. Good problem to have. Definitely a good problem to have. But these Jeff Jarrett's look fantastic. Big fan. Like I said, Jax made the silver attire kind of on the right and bone crushing form. So bigger fan of the one on the left, but these are fantastic. Yeah. This is awesome looking too. Very cartoony, but in a good way. The pro wrestling tees have the brawler buddies. Nowhere near. Listen, if you showed me this and you showed me a Big Shot.
Yeah.
This looks nothing in comparison. It's nowhere near good.
It's not supposed to. These are like brawler buddies, kind of like the micro brawlers and stuff.
They are.
I got no problem with that.
I can't look at his feet though. His feet are bothering me. His ankles are off just slightly. But this is awesome. British Bulldog, 21 inches tall, also limited to 250. It seems to be a good number in the plushie world. But yeah, it looks great, man.
Man, the Bulldog must be popular because there's so many retros of him going around. He's got two rubber guys. He's
toyetic, man. Look at him.
He is toyetic. He is very toyetic.
That is as toyetic as it gets. Great for international customers. We love it. They love it. Everybody.
Want another hot take that I couldn't stand as a kid?
You don't like the Bulldog?
I love the Bulldog. When he was part of the tag team, the British Bulldogs, he was Davey Boy Smith. And then all of a sudden, he comes back and he's the British Bulldog. And they really didn't say Davey Boy Smith anymore. Yeah. That kind of bugged me back in the day, too. It's like, they should go by Davey Boy Smith.
He absorbed the other Bulldog. He is the Bulldog.
Dynamite Kid was so good, though. Best snap suplex in the history of wrestling. Sorry.
Greatest.
Yes.
This
is cool.
Not as good. Not nowhere near as good as the snap suplex, but this is good. Go on over to Pro Wrestling. We'll talk more Pro Wrestling tees later, but go check this out. Support him. Give him some love. I'm a brawler buddy. Ooh.
Ready?
We're ready. We're rolling. We're going.
Hold on. I have a better picture. Hold on. I forgot to change the picture. Somebody took a picture. Our friend, Dougie Nunya. You know Dougie from the Chipotle group?
Nunya Business. I love Dougie. Dougie does good.
There we go. I had to go.
Dougie do.
He snapped a picture for me of this so we could compare the two.
Well, we're going to compare them. See it loading. See it blowing. We're rocking and going. Check it out. We got a limited units of select Walmart, Target, Amazon.
Oh wait,
no, not that one. Yeah, I'm jumping through. Hold on. We got a running change.
Yes,
by Dougie Nunya. On his Instagram is Dougie N O E
N O N E
N O N E Y. Dougie Nunya. Thank you.
Change the slide and put his name under it, like to give him a little. Pop and whatever,
little shout out.
And then I forgot to upload that file to here. But like so there's
two different SIDs.
What?
Yeah, we got two different SIDs.
Yeah, so there's a lighter hair SID and a variant with the darker head SID. I don't know which is the right one. I would think the darker haired SID.
I don't know.
Realistically, you could do both because his hair was lighter and darker at one point. Yeah. So you kind of need both. But
pull up that other picture so we can see the hair difference a little bit better. There we go. Look at that. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I like the darker hair more.
Yeah.
But I get it.
I get it too, but I wonder which one is right.
Well, it kind of looks like the lighter hair is not even painted.
It kind of does look like that, but
it's almost skin tone. You know what I'm saying?
Can I make it a little bigger? Hold on. Boom, boom, boom.
Like magic. Boom.
It doesn't look as light in this.
Still, it looks like it's not even painted.
Yeah, it does kind of.
So. It's good. They both look great, but I like the darker hair.
Yeah, I think I do too. That's what I'm going to need. Guys, follow our friend Dougie Nunya on Instagram. He's a great follow. He's putting up great pictures all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll say follow him as well. Was that the last news? That was the last bit of news for today.
It was. And other Mattelian is rock and roll. We have limited units of select Walmart, Target, and Amazon WWE exclusive items will now be available in limited form over at Mattel Creations here and there. It's not going to be everything, but it's a start.
Listen,
I already utilized. I
was going to say, Mike already took advantage of this. He got
Monday Night Wars. We got NWO Dusty. We got some goodies. And then it came, what was it, 2 days? It was at my doorstep.
Dude, it was like, the next day, you tell me you're placing an order. The next day, you're sending me pictures like, oh my gosh. So, rapid fast delivery from them. You got to
tell. Very rapid fast delivery. And they conned me into getting more stuff than I needed, like the territory set. So, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Except for my bank. But, I mean,
your bank.
I got everything relatively super quick. That was fast turnaround.
It really was. So, I can't wait for Series 6 to go up there because I will be ordering them. So I'm just
waiting on my Triple H now. The only thing.
Can you contact them and find out what's going on?
Not yet. I will. That's on my to-do list.
Yes, contact them.
But hey, I got a good amount of figures pretty quickly. I'm very happy about that.
Listen, more figures is never a bad thing, right?
Never. No, I ain't complaining.
You ready for our ringside roundup?
Let's do it.
The Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. Head on over to Ringside Collectibles today after you finish watching our show. Order all the figures we talked about, or at least the ones you want. And when you check out, use the code FIGUYS at checkout and save an additional 10%. And what a great time to use that 10% code during the Royal Rumble sale, which is going on right now, probably for a couple of weeks, right up until the Royal Rumble. You don't want to miss it. Like,
no. Don't sleep and be number 29 and wait until number 30 comes and throws you over the top rope. And then over to Ringside Collectibles. What are they going to the 40 again this year?
I don't think so.
I could have swore I read something. Both of them are going to hit 40.
I hope not. I like 30. 30 is the sweet spot for a Rumble.
It is. I do enjoy when they do throw in the extra few, though.
Yeah.
Especially with this TNA merger, if they're going to throw 10 TNA guys in.
They don't need 10 TNA guys. A handful would be good.
You know who I'm dying to see get an action figure from the TNA roster?
Ooh, who?
Nick Namath. Guy's never had a great figure.
No, but that guy, Dolph Ziggler, probably customized one of those to look just like him pretty easily.
That Dolph Ziggler guy's a mark. I'm not a fan. No, this is great. Great time to pick up anything you're missing, especially if you missed out on all the great holiday sales. I mean, this is our first big ringside sale of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get with it, man.
Absolutely get with it. I can't wait. I'm in order tonight. I know I mentioned it. I need the Hulk Hogan greatest hits with the white tights. I need the new Ultimate Hulk Hogan, the best of. It's like adapted.
Me too.
Like, there's just a few things I need to go in order tonight, and I will. I absolutely will. So make sure you check it out. Go place yourself an order. Do not forget. Use that code.
Yeah. While you're there, you buy us a toy.
Yeah. So let's talk about some new items in stock at Ringside, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Let's check out the new in stock because we got the best of Ultimate Edition Series 5 Seth Rollins and Hulk Hogan. We were just talking about how great this Hogan is from his beautiful match against Andre the Giant based off of his original Defining Moments figure.
Yeah.
So we got an ultimate upgrade for the Defining Moments line. Super pumped for that. Can't wait to get this in the collection. This looks fantastic. So does the Seth.
Yeah.
You don't have the Seth ready. You slept.
Name, yeah, but it was such a good set.
It is. It's one of the best Seth Rollins figures to date. Absolutely love it. Great deco, great attire, great everything.
Chef's kiss to the immortal Hogan. Like, the tan is perfect. It's so good. I love it. Absolutely. Yeah. And Hulkamania will always be running wild right here on the Fig Guys. I'm sorry.
Always. It's okay.
Always.
I'm here for it. Also, rock and roll. We got Main Event Series 4, Main Event Champions. We're talking about Nick Stormhead was talking to Steve about this awesome titles on the set are very clean, very beautiful looking. Big fan, man. But he was talking to Steve and Magic about it, talking about all the great details that go into making these belts. But we got CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes all in Main Event form. These look cool.
Absolutely.
I'd pick up the Punk just for the title.
Dude, I agree. They look great. They look great. The packaging on these looks amazing. Have you seen the packaging?
I did. They look very nice, very clean.
Yeah, it's very clean, but like, I don't know, just lively, but I like it. Yeah. I absolutely like it. So
I like how the spinner belt, the WWE logo is tilted on it, so you can put it over the shoulder and make it look good.
I love it. Great job.
Good details. Good details there, kids.
Absolutely. Good
stuff. Big fan. But coming up next, we're not skipping a beat because we're coming back with some greatest hits heat WWE Elite Greatest Hits Series 7 featuring Seth Rollins, Ron Simmons, Batista, Hulk Hogan, Rey Mysterio, The Undertaker, and The Usos. It's a fantastic set, man.
I mean, I'm so torn on which ones to order out of the set. Like, I don't have these Usos. I need those. I need the whole.
Yeah.
I never need another Rey Mysterio figure. I just have so many of him. Like,
but this is a good one to get. I do love the red and blue. It really pops. Awesome figure.
It really does.
Great detail.
I have the original, but this is purple. I might have to pick that up. Like,
I'm here for that. I agree. You have to pick it up. I got to pick it up. We both got to pick it up. This is an awesome set, though.
It is an awesome set. I love the greatest sets. I'm getting big like fan. In the beginning, I didn't love them as much, but now that they're changing them up a little more, I love what they're doing. So
yeah, listen, it's great to be able to not break the bank to pick up some great figures.
Absolutely,
and they got some great figures here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just cleaning. I just sent you that video of my upstairs, how clean it is now.
That came through like an hour later after you sent it.
Crazy, though.
Like,
but
it popped up. All of a sudden, I heard. I'm like, wait, what was that? I look up and like it was, I had to scroll to see it. It was so weird. I remember that room being up there. I remember like having a step and.
Yeah, it's crazy. Apples. But I just found this Undertaker sitting up there. Man, I can't put over the details enough. The coat is insane, man. Great, great entrance jacket. Awesome Taker figure, too. Just a beauty, absolute beauty.
Absolutely. I love it. I love this.
Get it. While you're there, pick this bad boy up, this El Desperado in the red mask. New Japan Pro Wrestling Storm Collectibles exclusive is in stock.
Yeah.
This is awesome, man. If you have not picked up any of the Storm Collectibles, I know they made the Hogan's. They also made Jushin Liger. The Liger is insane. I can't believe that they would not put as much love into El Desperado. Fantastic figures.
The Suzuki, didn't they do a Suzuki photo figure as well?
Did they do Suzuki?
I believe so.
Yeah, that was, I think it was, who the hell was making those? NECA?
I thought it was.
We got the Ultimates. NECA Ultimates made Suzuki. I just found those too. They got Osprey, Suzuki.
I need an Osprey figure, Jazzwares.
The Jazzwares one's going to be way better because those New Japan Ultimates aren't my favorites of wrestling figure lists, but they are great nonetheless. But this is badass. I can't wait. El Desperado joining the crew, hot tagging right into your collection, man.
I just realized, do we have any comments today? I'm not even looking. Oh,
we do. We have lots of comments. We got Old Fat Guy BMX here. We got Mo the Fig God. What up, Mo? Joey Buds in the house talking about that brawler. Great brawler. Brooklyn brawler, I would assume.
We have a whole episode full of news, Old Fat Guy BMX. We got tons of new photos to go over. So that's it for the Ringside Roundup, guys. When you go order any of those figures, make sure you use the code FIGGUYS and save 10% at checkout. What do you say?
I like it.
We've got a lot of stuff to jump into. Some photos to look at. What do you say we jump into the main event?
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X and the Fig Guys probably bring to you. I can go through the whole spiel. It's good, but we're going to.
I was hoping you were.
I didn't know where to lead into it, but we got new fig reveals coming up to you. I mean, what a crazy, I love these random drops we get from Mattel.
Yeah.
Like, boom, stacked. Here's the next couple waves. Enjoy yourselves. Be quiet until WrestleMania.
I'll tell you what, guys, and I'm pumping out the reels and they do so well on YouTube, these reels, and on Instagram, they just like, so I might just keep these reels exclusive to YouTube. So if you want to see them, you have to head to YouTube. So. I'm just saying, other stuff does better on Instagram. So,
yeah,
I want you guys to visit both sites.
This might be a good pulling.
Some things on certain things, and then we have TikTok, and TikTok is back.
Boom.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk about this Elite 116 AJ Styles, Mike.
Prom AJ, as I like to call him, because he's got the dress pants on.
I had the black hoodie on. I guess I did not use that photo for some reason because he comes.
It's okay. It comes with like a very dressy black hoodie.
Yeah.
Corporate AJ.
I should have looked.
The fun part about not watching WWE for the last couple of years is a lot of these figures are new to me. But this is great. I love the hair on this AJ. It looks really cool. Love the gloves. Great. I mean, listen, if you need a pair of dress pants for any wrestler, you want to spice it up a little bit, this is a great figure to buy that off of. But I do love the torso here. Very, very nice choice. AJ Styles looking jacked and ready to roll.
Absolutely.
Great. What do you think, Tom?
I love it. What do you think, Mike?
I'm ready to roll, if you will, because these look fantastic. So awesome, man. Love the WCW tag team title here. Obviously, I mean, we've gotten this in figure form before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we never got this one in figure form.
We never got this. We got the Austin.
We have the Austin. Austin. Because they didn't have a Pillman, then you're missing out. But this is the perfect time for that Steve Austin to come out as a greatest hits or from the vault or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you're one of those people, and I don't blame you. Like, you don't like to buy something unless you could get both.
Yeah, 100%.
And I fully get that, but I always buy it because I'm like, well, if it comes out later, I don't want to not have this one and then have to buy secondary market price.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad I have the Austin. This will be going right on my WCW shelf. The Hollywood Blondes will be hitting my collection.
They look fantastic.
Really do.
It's a great Pillman, man. Can't wait to get more Pillmans, but this is a good start off into that path. Loving it, digging it. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Ooh, speaking of beautiful, Storm is a brewing, and here she is, man. This the unbelievable likeness in this figure. Absolutely love Jade.
So good. The silver gear.
Crazy. To see the difference between what Mattel and Jasper is bringing to the table on this, I'm excited to get this in hands to compare. But this looks fantastic from what I've seen.
That's
super super awesome. Yeah, Steven Magic showed it off a little bit on Figure Friday.
So kind of fun to see, like, Magic's now working for Mattel, and like Bill's like, all right, let me see. Now I have to try and top Magic's, but he's here.
they're doing a damn good job. But also the gear, it's not like that dull looking silver. It is metallic. That was something Steve cleared up on a Nick's show. So this is awesome to hear. It looked fantastic. So love metallic.
Checked out Nick Storm with Magic and Steve. Head on over to Nick's YouTube channel, Nick Storm Review. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah. Great couple of hours of content. So I've started watching the whole thing. Yet. I also watched listened to the whole episode on the Case Fresh podcast they were on. Another great interview. So tons of fun, good stuff with these guys doing all these shows. And I love having them on our show, but I love listening to them on other shows. So.
Yeah, less pressure for us.
Yeah.
Very fun, though.
Yeah. What's up, Freems?
Too sweet for the Freems, baby.
Monopoly Go hacks for me. Anybody know Monopoly Go hacks? How I could get some extra dice.
Get to ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, you know this, has become my best friend. All week, I'm sitting there just talking to it, having conversations. Give me ideas for the show. Give me ideas for social media. Yeah. I think I'm going to bite the bullet and pay the $20 a month for it and see what else.
Ask it to make you a cake. It'll give you great directions for that, too. It's fantastic.
I cannot wait to get this Jade. It looks amazing.
I'm super pumped, man. They did a great job. It looks just like Jade. So
Elite 116, guys. Pre-order it now. I'll tell you what. I have already got it pre-ordered. So.
Ooh, yeah.
I pre-ordered the Pillman. I pre-ordered this one, and I pre-ordered another one from the set.
Okay. Hopefully this one.
I did not pre-order this one, but I was looking at it. And I love the KO with the shirts and everything. I might need to get this, too.
I just got the Ultimate Edition Kevin Owens not too long ago. It was fantastic, but this looks great. Love the soft good shirt here.
I love that it comes with two shirts. Like so cool.
Cool idea to get the soft goods over the plastic shirt too. Like fantastic thinking on that. Done this
with KO, so it's just a great idea to get us multiple figures in one figure.
Big fan though, and if you haven't gotten a Kevin Owens figure, I mean, pick one up. They're fantastic. The tattoos are insane. Did you
watch Raw last night?
I did. A fantastic episode of Raw again, man.
I was very intrigued by the story of KO and Sami Zayn and how they went at it a little differently than we thought they would.
Yeah.
So
interesting, right?
Like, you automatically thought, oh, yeah, KO is going to turn on him, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, where is this going? Like, maybe they're not. Maybe, I don't know. It's fun. I love when you don't know.
He's going to kill him at Mania or at Rumble. And I'm here for.
My friend Chad at the tavern used to say, like, predictability is so good sometimes.
Yeah.
You want to be surprised.
No, we love a good surprise.
Absolutely. So I can't wait to see where that goes. I love it. And I love Sami Zayn. He's been one of my favorite wrestlers in WWE for many years now. He's so good on the mic. He's so good at everything he does. Like, I hope he wins the world title at some point. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Raw was so fun.
It was. I don't even know.
We talk wrestling all day long. Penta got more pyro. It was great. That alone was worth the 2.5 hour watch.
Yeah. Penta's so glad to see him in WWE now.
Needed.
And the way he does his makeup and wears that costume is his outfit. Like, he just does it in such a way, it looks so good.
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic. Great presentation.
Absolutely.
Big fan. Loving all of it. All Who am I? Look at this bad boy. This
is the other one I ordered.
Yeah, this guy.
Lexus King.
No, that's that guy from Varsity Blondes, isn't it?
No, this is his son.
No, this is Varsity Blondes. This is he was Griff Garrison's tag partner. This is
Brian Pillman Jr.
No, yeah, that was him, right?
Lexus King. Yeah.
The House of Black.
And you know what? His, you know this, but his name is a tribute to his sisters.
Good. It was a nice callback there.
Yeah. So
good change of pace. Great figure here, though.
Fact, like they changed his name, but they don't hide it that he's Brian Pillman's son. So
no, nor should they.
No.
Yeah. Like, this is fantastic. I love this. With the puppy dog hair coming out of the off the top of his head, rocking that douchey mustache and beard combo that he does so well on TV.
And I love him on NXT. His interaction with William Regal and everything, so good.
He's doing much, much better work, and it's good to see him showcased and do his thing. He looks fantastic.
Again, I said it last week, and I'll repeat it every week. The beauty of having two major promotions is what happened in AEW. He had a decent run there. Nothing great.
He had a great run. I loved when he was actually focused on.
Right, right. He had that great run with Moxley, the couple of episodes.
MJF, too. Yeah, he had a good run, a good little feud with him.
And then his contract expired. It didn't renew it. And WWE picks him up, and he's getting a run at NXT, and he'll be on the main roster eventually. This guy's, I think he's a star. I really do. I like him.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. More figures, please. And speaking of more figures, Randall Keith Orton.
Yeah.
Getting it right. Yeah, I hope we're doing good. This is awesome. I love a good Randy Orton Elite. This is obviously no different. Fantastic figure.
Yeah, and now, so they make this the chase, Mike. And this is where I got I don't want to say a problem.
You've got problems.
I don't need to buy a chase when this is the alternative.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like the tight, like, I want a little.
I guess one looks a little newer, I guess. I don't know.
I would want this one. This one is a little more toyetic because of the design on the tights. That's just plain black, which is all Randy really wears.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they could have done a more colorful chase with somebody else.
I don't disagree.
So, and again, I
still like it though.
Yeah. I mean, you pick whichever one you want and you get it. So,
yeah. Speak with your wallet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, people will buy it. So, all right.
We're the problem. That's the problem because we're still probably going to buy.
I might get the one, but I'm not getting both. All right, let's move on to the next Ultimate Edition 25 with the final boss.
Crazy looking, man. You've seen him on the graphic leading you to this beautiful, beautiful episode of Fig Guys right here. But this is the final boss, Rock. He's got a soft goods vest, soft goods pants. He's rocking his WrestleMania gear underneath, ready to roll.
Championship belt.
Comes with the People's Championship belt. This is fantastic, man. Dude, this is a great, great looking Rock.
This might be the nicest belt in WWE right now if it didn't have that dumb hole.
You know what? It reminds me of the Undisputed title.
Like, it's
not nice. A lot of the same vibe to it.
It's just so nice. It reminds me of an old school WWF title. Like, I wish I would have went with this for the WWF title. Or I hope maybe the Eagle makes its way back and it stays.
I love that Kevin Owens is still walking around.
I love that too. So good.
Don't take it away. Give it to him. This is great though. Absolutely love it. When I was making the graphic, man, the photo of the Rock just giving that dead stare, it is identical to the Rock. It is a beautiful Rock figure.
I feel like they nailed all three heads with the Rock because they all like tell a different story for this version of the final.
Yeah. Block.
So I love it. I absolutely love it. And again, we have an open mouth Rock. So Mick Foley could go and give him a mandible claw. There's so many different things you could do.
Good things. My most important thing that I want to do when I get this Rock is have him screaming at Cody.
Do we need a Mama Rhodes figure?
We need a Mama Rhodes. We need the Mama Rhodes belt. I forgot who it was. I should start writing this down when I see these things because it's really cool. But somebody made little leather actual working belts, weight belts for Cody and
Rock.
It said the final boss on it. I was like, damn, this is great.
We need to start saving this stuff and show it off on the show.
Yeah.
Because not everybody who watches has time to catch everything, and we could point this stuff out to them and then they don't miss it, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Super good. Whoever that was, good job.
Yeah, great job.
I'm here for the big accessories. Woo, speaking of very, very bright and purple, we got Damian Priest. It's a great figure.
It is a great
figure. I was looking at all the little details with all the little studs and everything on his tights. Like, great, great job on that.
Dude,
the purple looks good.
Both the Rock and him are just decoed out here. Like,
so. Yeah. My only problem with this is I think he's a little too dark,
yeah,
skin tone wise, but he looks great.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think it takes away from the figure, but
not at all.
A little bit, but great Ultimate Damian. Yeah. I'm glad we're getting this one. This is perfect for an Ultimate Edition to get the details of that robe and everything.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Looks this is really where cool. Like Ultimate Editions really stand out because they couldn't do this with an Elite.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job with mixing the soft and hard plastic, or soft goods with the hard goods on the top. Yeah. Like, awesome job.
Great job. All right.
Yeah.
And the last but not least.
Spit Muda, green mist all over the place, because we got the Ultimate Edition, great Muda, not only in red, but we also have him a very beautiful colored black with the white face paint there. Boom, look at that. It's like I knew we were transitioning. but so good, dude. My probably most anticipated figure of the year so far. Cannot wait to get this in the collection. Cannot wait to have a great Muda.
It comes with the robe. It comes with the mask. It comes with the mist. It comes with two extra sets of hands. Like, it's an amazing set. Like, I wonder if that mask, is that mask an actual head, or does it just go over one of the other heads?
This is a good question.
So,
would absolutely love if it was a head. That way we're not playing
exactly
up over there.
talk about, please make extra heads with the glasses molded on from now on.
Yeah.
It's all. So.
I like it. I dig it. I dig it a lot. Very, very cool. Great Muda. Great Ultimate. Great.
And the mist works great. Look at that. It looks cool.
It's cool. You know, it reminds me of the Matt Hardy Jazzmer's head. You know, how that was like that molded plastic, but it was see-through.
Yeah.
Very, very good job. Can't wait. I think this is a excellently executed Great Muda figure.
Absolutely. And you know Bill would go all out to make this as good as he could. So
absolutely.
All right,
exactly who I want working on my Great Muda figures would be Bill McKee.
2025 Series 3, Mike.
Boom. Rocking.
We talked about
Netflix on Raw. Love it. Love the backdrop and behind them. If you buy all of these in the set, man, you can make the little back wall for yourself and for your little media scrum after your Netflix episode of Raw. Great idea there.
What a good idea it is.
Yeah. Who needs a Damian Priest? We're not selling toys, guys. We're selling packaging. Damian Priest is awesome, though. Super, super cool looking. And we got Dirty, Dirty Dom. Super Dirty Dom.
From his time in jail, like this figure, I got this figure, the original. So fun figure. Absolutely fun figure.
Yeah. Now I just hope we get like an Ultimate Edition Dom that comes with the tray of chicken tendies.
Ooh. Well, we just got the other Ultimate Edition Dom. So.
Yeah. There's your reason to make another one.
Yeah. version. And then last but not
least,
LA Knight. I feel like this is updated to be red. I don't feel like the original attire is red like this.
Yeah, I think this is the one I just picked up. But this one pops very, very much. This is what I was saying I needed glasses for.
Yeah, so good.
This is before he was wearing the glasses, but this is great. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So,
give me some more top picks. I love top picks.
I mean, listen, I ain't gonna argue. You find them on the shelves. My Walmart got them in today. My Walmart had Elite 114 today. They had basics in. It's like, whoa, it's after Christmas and we're getting new figs in. They must have forgot to put these out.
So, I like it. I'll take it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That SummerSlam 2025 set. We got Cher.
It looks like Cher.
You can paint her. I mean, listen, I always said Charlotte looks like Cher in real life, so it's not like a coincidence.
Sharing's caring. Okay.
If you paint the hair black, you got yourself a Cher figure. If it's blonde, you got yourself a Charlotte figure. It looks good, though. I like it. What do you think?
Listen, it's great. Good to see Charlotte back in the line. Been a hot minute, right?
Yeah. Perfect timing. She's about to make her comeback, so.
Woo! I'll woo to that.
Yeah, so
I like the red gear.
Yeah, looks good. Love it. As well, also in the SummerSlam series, Triple H.
time to play the game. Not my favorite Triple H head.
Yeah, I agree.
But not a bad one. It's awesome.
No, it's just not a figure. I agree.
I love the gear. It's great gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sledgehammer.
So no, what's up, Sonny? Why no way? What's he talking about?
No way. Probably that Charlotte Cher.
Charlotte Cher.
Charlotte Flair.
Hey, listen, I can't help it. That's what it looks like.
It was good.
I want this figure, Mike.
This looks fantastic.
I agree. I love this match. I remember I was so stoked when he came back and wrestled this match.
See, he was talking about the hair.
I need to buy it. I need to buy the whole set, and I'll show you why in a minute.
Oh, I know why you need to buy the whole set.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a good HBK. Probably the sleeper of the set here.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. And Roman Reigns.
The guy that smiles too much in action figure form.
Yes. Who's the guy that's what they call it? Somebody called it a falafel last week.
I just falafel. I like it.
I cracked up whoever said that on Raw or SmackDown. But it was great. So.
Oh yes, the falafel. Understood. I mean, it was like he's a falafel, and he is a falafel. No, this is cool looking. It's Roman Reigns. If you don't have a Roman Reigns, it's a great Roman Reigns to pick up.
Yeah. And I have all the other Romans, so I have the Ultimates. I don't need it. However, if you want to build a William
Regal, you do need it.
You need it because
who
doesn't need a William Regal figure? It comes with two. I couldn't find a picture of the other head with the bruised face.
It's a good one, though.
But it does come with two heads, one the regular William Regal head and one with the bruised face William Regal. So absolutely.
Everybody loves a good black guy, William Regal.
What a great build a figure.
So I dig it.
Having to get all four of these just to build William Regal.
And you two could lower your War Games cage with all the love that William Regal would say it. War just, Games.
I don't, they still didn't use him this year. That was they very
still annoying. Didn't use him. Maybe he doesn't want to be on TV anymore.
I mean, he's on NXT every week, so
maybe he doesn't want to be on my TV anymore. Fair enough.
I don't get it, but great looking builder William Regal figure stuff.
I'm a big fan.
Absolutely. You order that
well long overdue is William Regal in figure form.
You can pre-order that set now at Ringside Collectibles, the whole set. And if you use code FIGUYS, you'll save 10%.
There we go. I like it.
All right. Monday Night War's greatest hits, Mike.
The pinkest of the pink for Bret Hart here.
Yeah. You
know, they were talking about how they went above and beyond to make sure that the pink is a completely different pink than it used to be.
Yeah,
so I'm here for it. I'm serious. It's good. Yeah. I'm pumped to see it.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. The scan is a typical Bret Hart scan, but everything else,
it's still fantastic figure.
Yeah, I mean,
shoulders down. It's one of my favorites.
Shoulders.
Down. Next up, boom! This one I'm super excited for because you know what? It was a missed opportunity with the WCW stage. To get this awesome DDP in ultimate form, but we are getting an elite greatest hits Monday Night Wars series. This is fantastic. They have went above and beyond to make sure that black pants are like super vinyl looking. It looks really good. So pumped to get DDP in the collection again.
Why? Get it? DDP, why?
That's exactly why. Look at him. He's already doing his yoga.
He's also the chase, Mike.
I know. How dare they? That little splot of paint kills me because, yes, I need both. Yes, I'm getting both.
Are you really? I don't need
both. I need it. I'm a huge DDP fan, man. He was one of the greatest in WCW. One of the best runs ever, man. Bang, bro. Yeah. Doing it. Dig it.
Not a big DDP fan anymore, but that's okay.
It's okay.
I've lost respect for him for nothing to talk about here.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You have to fill me in afterward.
You know already, but I'll tell you.
I kind of got the vibe, but it's okay. Bang, bro. We're going from DDP all the way to the first ever man with an ankle lock. We got Ken Shamrock here in the red, digging it. Very, very cool.
A lot of people
complaining about the boots. I get it. I'm here with you guys on the boots.
What's wrong with the boots?
They're too short. He's wearing little tiny boots, and not he's supposed to have kick pads.
Maybe I'm the wrong one, but that doesn't bother me that the boots are just...
This one is botherable. I understand it. Because it's like Shamrock never had space between the boot to the knee pad. So his on this figure coming out about here.
Never would have known that. I don't pay attention to how close the boots get to somebody's knee pad.
It's not accurate to the collector, Tom.
That's just me, though. Me, and if that's something other people like, that's awesome. Like I don't criticize people for.
It's just one of those small things, though, because the last one was done right, and it was in the same gear. Weird.
That's weird.
So that's why people are complaining. Understandable.
Oh, okay. When you say that, that makes me say, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little weird if the last one was right. And
listen, if it was just something that they kept doing and it was an oversight, understandable. But we've had Ken Shamrocks with the right legs. Hopefully they fix it. If not, womp womp. Yeah. Still going to buy it because you still got to build the figure.
All right. Let's move on to.
Boom.
Wow.
It is the $1 million man. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
From his
Ringmaster. Stunning.
I have a version of this, but I think I need the DJI printing.
Yeah, listen, you probably do. It's still a very goofy looking Stone Cold because it's not the Stone Cold that we remember, but I still love it. Fantastic.
He's the Ringmaster. I love it.
Ringmaster, yeah.
It's his gimmick before. This is when
his head looks like Festus. It's great.
Close to Savio Vega in a strap match?
Yeah. It's a good strap match.
Yeah, it was.
It was a really good strap match.
Absolutely.
I'm with Sonny. I need a Rikishi, bro.
I'll take Rikishi all day.
I love Rikishi.
All right, here we go.
Monsoon. I'm here for it. This is great. Super happy to get commentator Gorilla Monsoon back in the collection.
Oh, will you stop?
We need it.
It has
and it's supposed to have a more of a red upper body. This is what Steve was saying on Figure Friday, because this is more of the old school commentator Monsoon. He's going for the more of the Monday Night Raw commissioner Monsoon. Ooh. So it will have an updated color. It won't be this magenta purple. About this
figure, Mike. Something is bothering me. Can you figure it out?
It looks like J-Bone.
No. I don't really. I mean, if you had a beard, maybe. The glasses aren't purple, dude. The glasses are clear. What's up with that?
Well, that's good. It's supposed to be commissioner.
You didn't wear purple glasses then?
He did not wear purple glasses. He wore regular, like, glasses.
Kind of like a yellow tint when he was commissioner.
Yeah, maybe sometimes, but I know exactly what they're going for.
Yeah.
For the look, and I get it. So it's a great, regardless of what it is, if you're missing Monsoon, this is the perfect time to pick him up.
I'm not missing Monsoon. I have the original. However, I'm going to have to buy all four of these to build it again.
Got that Monsoon right there.
That's muscle in a ring, Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, so we got to fix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. So good.
Monsoon.
Big fan.
Love his voice. Love his commentary. So good.
Yeah. We need more Monsoon figs, so I'll take it.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Jesse pack of him and Jesse the Body.
Yes.
I acknowledge you.
I'm acknowledging something.
All right, let's see. What do we got next? So many reveals.
Yeah. We got great ones, man. Look at this one. We got the gals out in retro form here, but we're rocking this awesome four-pack with Sherry Martel. We got Zeus. We got Rip'em, Hulk Hogan. And we also have the beautiful Miss Elizabeth.
How good does this Miss Elizabeth look?
Miss Elizabeth's the winner of the set, man. Need it. So need it.
Best Miss Elizabeth figures ever. The scan is great.
Yeah. Fantastic. Absolutely great.
And I love they're building this Hogan figure as Hulk Hogan as Rip.
Rip. Yeah. Rip him. I like the title belt. The white.
When's the last time you watched No Holds Barred?
Jeez. At least over 10 years ago.
Maybe down the line we do a bonus episode where we watch it and talk about it.
I would be down.
That'd be cool. I haven't watched
out my my awesome No Holds Barred 2-pack.
Yeah, let's do it.
With Zeus.
Next episode, we're doing a special bonus episode next week, guys. I think you'll love it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, dig it. Yeah.
Guys, you get this on Mattel Creations January 24th.
It's coming around the corner.
As well as, and I don't think I put the picture up here for some reason, as well as the new ring with the Jerry Lawler retro.
The new ring looks fantastic.
It does. So
yeah, super nice. Ooh, you know,
excited about.
I'm super excited about it because this is going to go right up with perfect with my truck piece, because this is the NWO 3-pack from their debut at No Way Out, as well as their Monday Night Raw first ever appearance. So very, very cool. Super pumped for this. Come with leather jackets, soft goods, got the deco on them, looking great. Same stuff that Hogan was wearing when he was driving the semi-truck that hit the Rock, that set up their big, big main event match at WrestleMania, and the rest is history after that, brother.
Dude, and Mike, if you haven't checked out our social media lately, Mike posted a picture of this with the piece of the truck that he got. Tell the people, in case somebody doesn't know your story or the truck piece, why don't you just...
Yeah, so I should have brought it down because I forgot we were going to be talking about it, but we got Monday Night Raw. You know, it was the big lead up after the NWO debuted. The Rock calling out Hogan calling out The Rock. I mean, we got Scott Hall, Kevin Nash there. They make the trip in. They set up the big main event. They do the big stare off. Everybody goes crazy. Allstate Arena, everybody's on the tip of their feet. Haven't heard a pop like that in person in years. But the NWO, not trying to get anything over on The Rock, but they beat the hell out of The Rock. They shove in an ambulance, and Hulk Hogan drives right into that ambulance with a semi-truck in the parking lot of the Allstate Arena. Big, big moment. Everybody thought The Rock was dead. I thought The Rock was dead. Didn't know what was going on. It was crazy, but we're walking out and I'm with my dad and he sees the giant piece of the truck just sitting in the parking lot on the floor. And he grabs it, breaks off a big piece that says Kenworth on it. And it's the truck company. And the rest is history. I have it. Got it signed by Kevin Nash and Hogan. And it's crazy. So it is a piece of memorabilia, you know, like, so it's so cool to have figures that's leading into it.
That is what you call a true one of one.
It's crazy. So yeah,
that is a piece nobody else will have. Like, it's amazing. Yeah,
absolutely insane. So, but like, the second I seen these figures pop up, man, like, I don't know. It was one of those. It's the coolest thing in the world because now I have a whole display piece I can work on with it. And so good. And Mattel made their little wrecking semi truck a few years ago, picking that up on eBay. They did it just so they could sell the rest of that inventory off, I think. It worked. I'm buying a new ambulance. I'm buying we're getting the whole setup going. I'm so excited for this.
I love it.
And they look great, man. I mean,
I love the jackets, the though, like, too. That yeah. Dude, like, what a set. Like, I did both pictures here. So cool.
Such a moment, though. And like, that doesn't get talked about enough, I don't think. The NWO's Monday Night Raw debut, man. It was insane.
Yeah.
So super excited to get these in the collection. Hopefully they're not a pain in the ass to track down.
Yeah, Walmart exclusive should be easy.
Yeah, right?
Honestly, the three packs have been easy at Walmart. Like that Dynasty one I've seen a lot. I've seen the other one sat on the shelf for a year. Didn't know it was intended to sit on a shelf for a year. We all just thought it was like peg warming. That was Mattel's plan to stay. There was a word for it. I forgot what it was called. But Steve,
it was bobbing. Bobbing and waiting.
Nate Gray says he just got the Sting defining moments.
Beautiful Sting.
It is. It really, really is.
One of my favorites.
Let's move on to the brand new Money in the Bank ring.
Tom is picking this up right away. He loves these. He's so excited for the Money in the Bank ring.
I don't think I'm picking it up, but it's cool. I have one with the blue cage. And again, guys, these rings are perfect for your Superstars figures too. So
check
out if you need a ring for your
Superstars. Well, I think this is a little bigger than like that retro-esque ring.
Ring is the same size.
Is it? I'm not a huge fan. The best part about this is pick this up and do some fig photography in it with your brand new Ultimate Edition CM Punk. Because it's Money in the Bank.
Wait, what do you want? You'd pay his life for what? Don't pay your life for anything, dude. But
for this?
Nothing is worth your life.
Ring?
Ring?
Come on, I'll pay you a Money in the Bank briefcase. So cool, though. This is an awesome set. I listen, you know what's cool about these? The accessories. And if you don't have enough Mattel accessories, buy the damn ring. So fun. I love the Money in the Bank briefcase. Like, that's got the classic Money in the Bank look. It's a decent ring if you don't have a ring.
No, it's absolutely a fun ring to pose things in and take pictures with. Absolutely.
Yeah, so. I like it.
I have a bunch of these rings. I buy pick and choose.
Yeah.
Cash in the Money in the Bank.
I throw a briefcase at this.
You probably get it like $25 a Target. You don't have to do that much.
Cheaper than the briefcase.
Yeah. Absolutely. Reveals, guys. Like, cool. Good stuff.
This is great. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Good stuff. Packed episode of reveals and news. And why don't we take a quick gander at what we picked up this week, Mike? I know you got some stuff. Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah. All right, so
just jamming.
We're going to talk about what we got this week. Where's my other figure?
Don't lose your figures. There it is. Okay. So rule number one at Fig Guys is don't lose your figures.
They're already unboxed, so I'm just going to show them off because they still smell so good.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so
Jeff
Hardy, so good. Great interview with Chris Van Fleet as well. I listened to that one. My green screen is messing with it, but the green screen should be gone soon, guys. How cool. Like, look at the details on this figure.
This it's great.
So colorful. And yeah. I love like, the detail. I don't know if you can see how detailed the pants are.
They look great.
You did a great job with the pants.
Big fan.
Like, I love these. I really, really love these. I did not really care for this figure when I announced it because love it.
See what happens.
I want all the new figures. I want all the new guys. I want all the all guys and big rubber guys, and I want all the talent enhancements too. Because here's the Brooklyn Brawler. How great is
Stogie in the mouth, ready to roll.
Stogie in the mouth. He's got the hat. It's molded on. Thank goodness. I love it. So I cannot, like the pants are dirty. You can't really see here because the I guess they're green.
They look great though. It's cool. Yeah. Nice little details.
Yeah. The shirts ripped in the back, like just great, 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 great big rubber guy. And the last but not least of the set is none other than handsome Harley Race.
Man,
like, look at the resemblance for a big rubber guy. They did a hell of a job. Like Brian Beatty, they brought on to the team to sculpt. Guy is good.
Big fan. Big fan of the belt.
He's posed like the way Harley always stood and everything. I love
it. Yeah. No, so well done, man.
Look at the great
big rubber guy, big rubber boots, big rubber belt.
Rubber guy, big. There we go.
They did a great job with it, though. Really did. Love the colors on it. Very, very cool. I mean, even for somebody who as minimal as Harley Race was,
right?
Colors pop. They look fantastic.
The mustache, the beard, like they nailed it. They really nailed it. Like
what did a great job.
So bravo to them. I did get two other things in the mail from Ringside this week.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still looking for the greatest hits, R-Truth, if anybody finds it. But I picked up this baby.
What's up?
What's up? The R-Truth Elite 115, R-Truth part of Judgment Day. What an entertaining story that was, too. Like, R-Truth, he's just gold. This guy, everything is entertaining. He's so good with his comedy. Like, I love him.
Absolutely. He's fantastic. And that is a great Elite, man.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Finn, Damian, Rhea, and Dirty Dom, and Arch just taped on
the bottom. So good, man.
Absolutely. Like, I'm so stoked for this figure. Like,
I love those little moments like that, like the R-Truth shirt that they make in the figure form.
And the whole Judgment Day thing was never supposed to last as long as it did. It just took off. So
yeah.
At one point,
funny how that happens when the right people are involved.
Number one merch seller during that time as well. Also, I got another figure from Elite 115, none other than the best in the world, Phil Brooks, Pepsi Phil, CM Punk. This is from his match at Royal Rumble, right? Yep. Yeah, this is Royal Rumble gear.
I like it.
Great, great figure as well. I'm so excited.
Great gear. Great looking Punk.
Yeah, great Punk. I give
love
me
the head scan.
There we go. There he is, entering the Rumble. Entering
the ring. Yes.
I did not, I kind of regretted not getting the final boss, but I have the ultimate. But that Kairi Sane figure in the set,
unbelievable. Yeah.
I absolutely need it. Mike.
So good.
What do you have this week?
Check it out. We got the first edition of 2025. We're rocking the Pro Wrestling Crate from our homies over at Pro Wrestling Tees. And I'm excited to check it out. It's a good time, right?
Absolutely. So
let's get right into it. We got the card. There's no spoilers here. We're just going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to get wild. We're going to get crazy. Oh, And look at this beautiful son of a bitch just staring right at me when I open the box. You got Orange Cassidy. It's a sticker. Might go on my phone case.
There you go.
Great idea, right? We love Orange Cassidy. Perfect, perfect, perfect. But we are rocking this. This is really cool. We got
Kenny Omega.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Very, very nice.
Awesome.
Good timing. Nice new logo for Kenny.
Boxes.
Yeah. Listen, it's the only time I get new clothes. I'm here for it. Huh. Great Kenny Omega shirt, though. Rocking and rolling. I seen this posted already. I know you're going to like it.
We go live, Sonny. We go live once a week every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you're not already, hit the little subscribe button to the Fig Guys and hit the little bell so you know when we're going. Whoa.
Hot Rod. Roddy Piper. This is a cool one.
And then we go on social media all the time. So follow us at Official Fig Guys on here, on TikTok, on Instagram, on X. So
it's pink.
Oh, we're also on Threads now.
Ooh, we're threading.
Yes.
It's a cool Piper shirt.
That's absolutely a little
throwback. Ooh, my favorite part. We got some brawlers. No chases, but we got this awesome. Oh, yeah, it's the Godfather. Pimpin' ain't easy, and either is figgin'.
Yeah.
Look at that bad boy. Here, we're going to take him out of the box real quick because this is actually really nice.
Pimpin' ain't easy. Yeah, I love that. Ain't easy, neither is
figgin'. This is going to go great with my RVD, who has the the spicy eyes. Because on the back of it says, light a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Yep.
Rock and roll. Look at that beautiful detail. It's a great looking micro brawler, man.
Yeah. Sonny, every 7 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday.
7 p.m. Eastern.
And if you follow us on social media, we post reminders. And if sometimes we change it to 8 p.m. to accommodate a guest, we'll let you know on social media. So please follow us everywhere.
So. Dig it. Super cool. Love him. And then we got this beautiful, beautiful. We're not even playing games. We're just taking them right out for you. We got the
Repo
Man.
That's cool.
Yeah. With the little hook on the rope. Very nice. Very, very nice. Very good touch.
Yeah.
Big fan of the Repo Man.
Speaking of Repo Man, did you notice? I mean, really crazy tie-in, but they talked about LOD on Raw this week. I thought that was
I heard that was crazy.
That was a huge step forward. Hopefully they're getting some Legends deal so we could get some new LOD figures. Maybe. I'm just dreaming over here, but how about a Ringside Ultimate Edition 2-pack of the Road Warriors?
I would love it. Pro Wrestling Tees, CM Punk themed bracelet.
Yeah, red, white, and black. Blue.
Going right on there. Maybe Drew McIntyre could steal mine.
It's the color of your city, Mike.
It's the color of my city.
The colors of your city.
So pretty. So, so pretty. Oh, we got somebody else getting booed here. We got Ricochet.
Wow.
I think those are two rolls of toilet paper right there. Oh, no, that's his logo. My bad. we got a nice Ricochet out of this world and soon to be out of toilet paper. this is cool. We're gonna zoom out a little bit there. Boom. There we go. Back in business. But we also got this would go good with the AW crate that I showed off last week. Because we got an Outrunners.
Oh wow.
It's almost themed, right?
Yeah.
An Outrunners bandana though.
Yeah.
So I got the shirt, I got the bandana.
That's cool.
Take the blur off. Blurry. There we go. There we go. Much better. Outrunners. This is cool.
Yeah, it is.
Nice little bandana. I don't know the hell am I going to do with the bandana? Where? This is last but not least. We got your monthly autograph.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is?
How would I know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It might be my fault, but it wasn't his fault. It's Snitsky.
Oh, he's dead too, right?
No, he's still kicking.
Oh, that'd be a fun segment for the show, Dead or Alive, and we have to guess if the rest.
Oof. It's only fun until Snitsky sees it and he goes, hey, I'm not dead. We are Facebook homies. We'll leave Snitsky alone. But it wasn't. I know Snitsky. Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but he's fun. It really wasn't his fault. I promise you. but super good crate, man.
Absolutely.
The Kenny Omega shirt alone worth the money. Got the Piper shirt too. Very, very cool.
Absolutely.
I dig it. Yeah.
We're running out of time. It's kind of, you have anything else to show off?
I got a bunch to show off, but we could save it for another episode of Fig Guys, because that's what we do here.
You sure?
Yeah, I got a bunch. We could sit here all night. We'd be here until 9 o'clock at night.
All right. We do a catch up episode and just
listen. I got superstars. I got elites. I got AEW. I got.
Oh, nice.
I got more than I got time to open.
Yeah.
I've only taken Harley Race out of this. I haven't even opened up the whole.
Billy Graham, baby.
Oh, that's Billy Graham there. It's an awesome set. I get to bust open everything.
Let's introduce our new segment.
Let's do it.
And we'll be right back. I guess I didn't update the newest one.
That's okay.
This one. That's okay.
Trial and error. It still sounded fantastic.
Well, here it is, guys. This new segment, we're going to do it every week. We're going to go back and forth. But this is how it's going to start. Now, you have a chance to win prizes with this segment. So you could possibly win something if you could beat Mike or myself. So for next week, we'll play it for the first time. We're not going to play it today. Let's introduce it so you all could get ready. We could be ready. So I'm going to give 3 clues to Mike about a figure. Come next week, okay? And he's got to guess the figure. However, in the chat, if you guys could guess it first, and you can't just sit there randomly typing in people's names and just hit an enter, you will be disqualified if you do that. As a matter of fact, I might narrow it down to like each person only gets a certain amount of guesses. And after the three, after I give the 3 clues, then Mike can ask a question and somebody in the chat can ask a question until somebody gets who it is. After next week, the roles will be reversed. Mike will come with 3 clues and I will have to guess the figure. And if I can't guess the figure, if you beat it before I do, well, then you win the figure. Then you win the prize. So I'm going to show you what the prize is for the first episode next week. Hold on. Let me get it. It's a pretty big prize.
He's got a big prize.
I think we're going to get people to tune in to try and win this.
All right, I'm here for it. We like when you guys tune in. We also like giving away things. So if you guys tune in and we give away, we're both doing our jobs here.
Yes, absolutely. So you come and you play Guess the Fig with us next week. This figure is not going to do well on my green screen. I promise you that, but you'll get the clue. It is. I should have you guess what it is. No. Seth Rollins, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Ooh. That's good.
This is going to be the first prize. Like, that's a pretty great figure. Prize, I would say.
Yeah.
So
I'm a big fan of the Ninja Turtle line. Packaging, fantastic. The Seth is fantastic. Great, great, great prize. Now I want pizza.
Now you want pizza. Who doesn't want pizza? Yep. This can be yours. And guys, we're looking for ideas. Like, we're coming up with more segments. We're going to be adding to the show a little bit. We want to get you guys more involved in interacting with us. So this is the first step in doing it. We're also going to come up with a custom corner where we'll show off some customs. That's a fun idea.
Custom corner.
Mike, I'm going to put you in charge of that one.
I got some cool customs to show off too that I've made from back in the day, but there's way more talented people out there in the world of customization than me. So I definitely give, the community some love on that one.
Absolutely. So by next week, I want you to come back or custom corner and find somebody's custom figure we should show off.
Absolutely.
So there we go. Like,
I know a guy or two.
Exactly. Joey Budd, Chicago style, the best in the world. I do love a good deep dish. As a matter of fact, I think I have 3 more deep dishes left. I'm trying not to eat them too fast.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, it is hard not to.
Especially, I'm spoiled. I could eat it any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Closing
comments, anything we should touch on before we get out of here for the week?
We had great reveals.
Yeah.
Some great stuff going on. Pro Wrestling Crates, still loving them. Still glad to be a membership. It was a good time, man. Absolute good time.
Don't forget, follow us everywhere. Sonny, we are at Official Fig Guys all over social media. Our website is thefigguys.com. You can get all of our links there. And you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts, wherever you listen. We are there.
We and, are there.
YouTube app likes to tell me how many people like to watch us on TV, and I'm kind of shocked.
Hey, a lot listen.
You watch the Fig Guys on TV, so I'm a TV star.
It's the only way you can get my big head on any device is by watching me.
The old screens, you wouldn't fit.
No, dear Lord, no. Not, that's why they invented drive-thrus.
Oh, wow.
Joey yeah. Buds. What's up, Joey Buds? That's what I like to hear.
Was he close to you, Mike? What part of Chicago are you from? Joey Buds.
We're all part of Chicago. As long as you live in the state, you're part of Chicago. That's how it goes.
It's true. Like I live in New Jersey, and I'm still a New Yorker because I was born and raised in New York. It's like you could take the boy out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the boy.
It's true.
I love
Very it. True.
I love New York.
You can move me anywhere across the nation. You can't take the hot dog and deep dish out of me. I'll tell you that right
now. I mean, a hot dog is just toppings. That's it. Nothing
special. It is, but
I'm not saying they're not good.
Yeah, I love a good hot dog. South Side. See, now we're not friends. No. I love the South Side. I love the North Side. I'm just the Chicago guy in general. That's how it is. Yeah, how we roll. So
we're looking at having a Royal Rumble episode for next week, guys. A bonus episode to drop as a podcast only, where we're going to go over some of our favorite maybe Rumble moments. Talk about Rumble what the
figs.
Rumble is for us. Maybe figs that our favorite figs that are made from the Rumble, and maybe figs we want to see from the Rumble.
I like it.
Sometimes. So,
yeah.
So, we'll give you more info on that next week. We should be recording that next week. So until, I think that's it. Until next week.
That is it. Harley Race is going to punch through the screen. And
oh my God.
Take your championship. Take all your money. Yeah.
So until next week, from Mike, it's Tom. We'll see you next Tuesday. Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching Fig Guys.